Welcome back, Slugs, for today's updated episode on all things studying abroad. Have you ever been curious about taking classes in another country? Well, in this episode, I'll get into how to apply, what some of the options are, and some benefits of an experience like this. Traveling abroad can be scary, but also very rewarding, especially if you get to receive college credit while doing it. The UC Education Abroad program offers opportunities in 46 countries around the world that include internships, volunteer work, and research programs. There are 7 types of study abroad programs available. Let's get into them. Immersion, being the first one, is the classic study abroad opportunity. It includes taking host university courses with local and international students, and while doing this, you get to find a place to live, select courses from a host university catalog, and attend classes with local students. Next is the UC Study Centers, where courses are taught according to a UC curriculum, often with a particular theme or academic focus. The UC EAP website has a lot of options to choose from, with filters so you can find what's right just for you. Now, multi-city programs involve studying in multiple locations where you get to visit local establishments including social, government, and non-government organizations, and it covers a lot of ground with a well-defined schedule. It's the ideal type of program if you want to study abroad with a friend or maybe just gain unique perspectives from each location on a specific topic. I'd choose this program if you want to focus on a specific theme and want all the travel details planned out for you. Next is the language and culture / language study programs, where instruction is focused on language acquisition and culture study. You get to engage in everyday conversations with teachers and local students to hone in your language skills and give you confidence. I'd choose this type of program if you want to be understood in another language and have the flexibility to work internationally after graduation. Now, internships abroad entail a full-time internship or required internship built into the curriculum. It's all about getting the career training you need for success. I'd recommend this program if you want the intercultural skills to build great work relationships and a list of professional contacts who can help you get the best job after graduation. Continuing on, research abroad is full-time research or required research built into the curriculum, where you get to conduct a research project with professors and graduate students in your field and build a portfolio for graduate school or the private sector. This type of program is ideal for pursuing a research idea independently under the guidance of a mentor. Lastly, there's the classic themed and major-specific program that is designed for specific disciplines. Again, the website has many options with filters, so you can find something that is just right for you. If one or multiple of those options caught your attention, then let me tell you about the steps to getting into these programs. But before I get into all of that, I want to make sure that you check out the UC EAP website, because all of this info and more is on there, as well as links to the documents you have to turn in, so let this episode be merely a glimpse into the possibilities. Okay, so the first step to start your journey begins by completing your profile in the Global Learning Portal and receiving the UCSC deadlines and program capacity. The links can be found on the website for your convenience. After that, you have to submit the UC EAP application in the UC EAP portal. Applications for UC EAP 2024 to 2025 summer, fall, and academic year programs will be open in the UCSC Global Learning Portal on November 1st, 2023. Lastly, you need to submit the UC EAP nomination form in the UCSC Global Learning Portal. The UC EAP nomination form is a UCSC specific requirement. This form opens for the upcoming summer, fall, and academic year programs on November 1st as well at 12 o'clock p.m. Also, this step takes at least 2 to 3 weeks, so start early. Now, that was a little boring, so let's take a dive into some examples from the programs. I also can't help but be biased because I'm right here with you exploring for myself. Okay, looking into some of the immersion programs in Europe, Cork, Ireland offers classes in University of College Cork, which is ranked as one of the top green universities of the world, and its researchers are leading in the fields of sustainability and environmental protection. On top of that, the campus is absolutely stunning with Gothic limestone buildings and greenery literally everywhere. And the best part is that the campus is within walking distance of the town center of Cork. Oh my gosh, how nice. Shifting to Australia, the University of Sydney offers a beautiful ocean coastline, a dramatic bay, and hilly streets. Water sports are particularly popular here, in addition to rugby and soccer in the winter, and cricket in the summer. To the west are the Blue Mountains, which offer excellent hiking and camping opportunities. How awesome is that? Well, with all that being said, I'm about to apply myself. I hope you find this episode useful, and don't forget to check out some of our previous episodes on this same topic. This is an amazing opportunity our university offers, and it's definitely worth some of your exploration. Thanks for listening to Slugcast. Go check out our Instagram at UCSC Slugcast, and remember to take it easy on yourself. Catch you in the next episode. Bye!